What's going on, Destination Debbie fam? It's your boy, Ray GQ. Welcome back to the station. Welcome back to the channel, good people. And in this episode, we are going to talk collegiate values. Where are these college prospects being drafted in Debbie mock drafts? Debbie, developmental, roster the young guys. When they go to the NFL, boom, they're already on your roster. Now, this show isn't just applicable for those of you in Debbie leagues or C2C leagues, but those of you who are thinking about those 2022 and 2023 picks in your dynasty leagues, right? You're looking at these picks, trying to acquire 2022s, 2023s. How high are these guys going? What can we look forward to? Where does Ray have them ranked? Well, we're going to take a look at the top 12 from our recently released, what is it, May ADP, June ADP. We're running mocks all the time. Jordan Back is doing a good job keeping those things going. But that's the name of the game, right? It's kind of trying to look ahead and project where these guys are going to fall. And unlike your rookie drafts right now, where we can script out the first six, seven, eight picks, whether it's super flex, single quarterback, tight end, premium, we know the players that are going to be grouped inside the top eight. The college side is so much more difficult to figure out, especially this early on. But the more you know about who could potentially be available in 2022 and beyond, the better you can position your dynasty team for short and long-term success. That is the name of the game. This is the episode today, and we're going to jump right into the top 12 after we roll the intro. So let's start out with, let me scoot over so y'all can see when I load the players up on the screen. But I'm using the database that I've created over at Destination Debbie. So everything that you're seeing, watching it on YouTube, this is coming directly from the Destination Debbie database. So the number one, well, tied for number one overall in Debbie mock drafts, super flex format, DJ Uiagalelei, the quarterback out of Clemson, 6'4", 6'5", 245, 250 pounds. Big boy quarterback, former five-star recruit, according to 24/7 Sports. He is a tier one prospect for me in Debbie, which means high to the high, right? I tier him right now. We'll rank him as we get closer to them actually declaring for the NFL draft. But in 2020, he had 78 completions on 117 attempts, 66.7% completion percentage, 914 passing yards, five touchdowns, no interceptions. Now, we know DJU sat behind Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence missed a couple of weeks because of COVID. And as a true freshman, they normally come in during mop-up time and get a little bit of playing time. But you have to project. You have to think about what this player and what these players could become in the future. And with his size, he is a mobile quarterback. I'm not going to call him a dual threat, Lamar Jackson, Malik Willis, Kyler Murray type rusher, but he's a mobile quarterback. Think along the lines of a Justin Herbert who can move, who can run, but loves to deliver the ball from the pocket. Now, Dabo Swinney, that's his thing, right? He ran the shit out of Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, running the ball more than we probably would like, and DJU is going to do a lot of things on the ground. But when I look at this kid, his play style, he reminds me of Dante Culpepper early in his career. That size, the arm strength, the pedigree, playing at Don Bosco Prep High School, one of the most historic high school football programs in the country, the five-star recruiting pedigree, playing at Clemson, it's going to be a good offense. He's going to put up dope numbers in his true sophomore season and his true junior season. I think you're looking at the number one overall pick in 2023. The rest of the quarterbacks in the class, in my opinion, don't really come close to DJ Uiagalelei. He's a fantastic prospect. And in Devy Superflex mock drafts, Devy Superflex startups, he probably should be the 101 or at worst the 102 in startups. Now, let's take a look at the second player, and he's not number two overall. They're tied. DJU and Texas running back sophomore Bijan Robinson took home the lead. They were drafted at the 101 more times than any other player. They're tied for the number one spot. Bijan, 6 foot, 200 pounds in nine games in 2020, 86 attempts, 703 yards, four touchdowns, added in 15 receptions, 196 yards and two touchdowns. Former five-star recruit out of Arizona, tier one prospect for me in the class. Listen, they go from Keontae Ingram, Roschon Johnson, to Bijan Robinson, Roschon Johnson. And when you watch Bijan Robinson play, I've been on record saying I believe he's the most talented running back the University of Texas has had since Ricky Williams. That includes Jamaal Charles. Cedric Benson was dope. Rest in peace, Cedric Benson. They've had phenomenal running backs come through the UT program. But this kid right here, you're looking at the makings of, if there were going to be a running back who was drafted, you know, Saquon Barkley level of high, Christian McCaffrey level of high, Ezekiel Elliott in the NFL draft, which I'm not a proponent of from an NFL team standpoint, but if there were going to be a running back to be drafted extremely high in the NFL draft, I do believe that running back is Bijan Robinson. His blend of size and power mixed with fantastic footwork, his receiving ability paired with Steve Sarkisian. We saw what Sark did with Najee Harris at Alabama, completely transformed Najee's game and developed him into the number one running back drafted in 2021. Bijan Robinson is a more talented running back than Najee Harris. I'm not saying he's going to be better than Najee, but when you're talking about talent standpoint, and Najee ain't no slouch coming out of California, the number one running back in the country in his recruiting class in 2017. But I believe Bijan is a little more talented. Now, he's not a perfect prospect. We want to see him improve upon some of those high school testing numbers, which he should. Justin Jefferson ran a 4.88 coming out of high school, and then he drops a 4.4 at the NFL Combine. Bijan didn't test particularly well in high school. I believe he was a 4.7 type runner, but I'm pretty damn sure he's gotten much faster than that already in his time at Texas. And with Steve Sarkisian, it's going to be Hudson Card at quarterback. It's going to be fun to watch what UT does. Bijan Robinson coming off the board, ADP number one overall, tied with DJU. Now, the third player coming off of the board in Devy mock drafts is a 2022 eligible prospect, and it's Iowa State's running back, the junior Breece Hall, 6'1", 215 pounds, absolute monster in 2020. 12 games, 297 attempts, 1,572 yards, 21 touchdowns, another 23 receptions, 180 yards, and two touchdowns. Four-star recruit, tier one prospect for me, eligible for the NFL draft in 2022. Breece Hall is a more talented running back than David Montgomery, so go ahead and get the helmet sticker bias out of your head now. Breece has got that prototypical size at 6'1", 215 pounds, and has caught over 20 passes each of the last two seasons at Iowa State. So we know that he can be prolific in the receiving game as well as rush between the tackles. On the outside, you look at him and think he might not be that fast, and you see him pulling away from defenders constantly. Now, Big 12, Bijan Robinson, Breece Hall, Big 12, historically, traditionally, they don't play a lot of defense. But this fall, I mean, a lot of people are pegging Iowa State to win the Big 12 title. Brock Purdy's coming back. You've got Breece Hall. They've got some talented pass catchers. So they're going to be primed to score a lot of points. I believe Breece had like nine straight 100-yard games this past season. Definitely, if Iowa State would have been a better team, would have had his name in the Heisman Trophy conversation. Talented running back out of the Big 12, Breece Hall coming off of the board as player number three in Devy mock draft startup, Superflex. Now, number four, Spencer Rattler, the quarterback out of Oklahoma, who will be one of the most polarizing NFL draft prospects if he declares in 2022. His Netflix series QB1, people think he's an asshole, people think he's entitled, overrated. They just already hate Spencer Rattler. But what you can't hate on is his arm talent. The dude can sling the damn rock all over the field. I believe he's got the most arm talent in all of college football. Better than DJU, better than Carson Strong, better than Malik Willis, better than every other quarterback in the country. I don't think there's a QB that can put the ball where Spencer Rattler can deliver it with the velocity, with the arm strength. And the kid is only 6 foot, sub 200 pounds, 197. In 11 games, threw for 67.5% completion percentage, 3,031 yards, 28 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions, and people act like he had a down season. It's a redshirt freshman playing last year, throwing for damn near 70% completion percentage, 3,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, and I believe I charted four of those 7 interceptions were off tip passes, so they weren't just like he was gunning them, to the wrong guy. I mean, 4 or 7 of them I know for a fact were off a tip deflection ball. So, and that's one of the things you have to think about when you're looking at Spencer Rattler long-term. His size, I got him listed at 6 foot. We know Oklahoma likes to cook the books with the height. Maybe he's not a centimeter taller than 6 foot. I mean, he's a generous 6 foot, and he's not the biggest guy at 197. But the arm, the fact that he can make every single throw in the field, all different type of platforms, rolling left, rolling right, it's incredible. Former five-star recruit, we know five stars matter. Travis May has done some studies on this. If you don't know Travis May, check him out on Twitter. But he's done RotoViz guy. He's done some studies about five-star recruits and draft capital. Five stars and four stars matter. That doesn't mean that they're going to be great at the next level, but when you're talking about draft capital, all the other analytics out there, you know, they can tell the story and paint this picture, but highly rated prospects are a pretty good indicator of which players are going to be drafted at the NFL level. So he's got that under his belt. Spencer Rattler's going to have Marvin Mims to throw to, Eric Gray at running back, and the high-flying Lincoln Riley offense. They're going to put up points, you know. He should have his name in the Heisman Trophy conversation, but as always, Oklahoma will lose a game or two that they shouldn't. So we got to wait and see how that plays out. But Spencer Rattler right now coming off the board at number 4 in Devy mock draft startups. At 5, Tank Bigsby, another talented true freshman running back heading into a sophomore season out of Auburn, 6'205", in 10 games, 133 attempts, 834 yards, 5 touchdowns, 11 receptions, 84 yards. Tank Bigsby, depending on the recruiting service, 4- or 5-star prospect. He was, you know, one of the top running backs in the country last season and should be the leading rusher in the SEC coming back in 2021. This is a player that I love. You know, a lot of people talk about Bijan being the far runaway Devy running back one. I don't think it's that far away. I don't think the gap between Bijan and Bigsby and another player that we'll get to here in a little bit are that far apart. Tank is exactly that. I mean, he looks like a man-child out there dominating SEC competition as a true freshman. He's going to smash in 2021. We want to see him catch some more passes. He can do that, but we want to see them utilize him more in the receiving game, show a little more patience in between the tackles. But when you're just talking about a runner who's physical, he's got this one-cut ability, Tank Bigsby is phenomenal. He is going to continue to rise and be talked about as one of the best running backs in college football. And here at 105, if I were sitting at 105 and Tank Bigsby fell to me, I'd be pretty damn happy because he's got the makings of a high NFL draft pick in 2023. Now, back to the 2022 class, and we'll go back to the quarterback pool. Sam Howell, the quarterback out of North Carolina, 6'1", 225. 237 completions on 348 attempts, 68% completion percentage, over 3,500 passing yards, 30 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. He, too, tier one prospect, 4-star recruit in his recruiting class. He is going to be a true junior, and a lot of people have Sam Howell or had Sam Howell as quarterback one coming into the 2020 season. He seemed to take a step back behind Spencer Rattler in the 2022 class. He reminds me of Baker Mayfield. He reminds me of Baker all day, every day when I watch Sam Howell play. He's got this funky throwing motion, but he likes to sling it around the field, getting the ball down deep to Dyami Brown, Daz Newsome last season. Those two guys are gone. Javonta Williams and Michael Carter are gone. They've got some talented young guys, Josh Downs at wide receiver. This is going to be a big season for Sam Howell. In that offense with Mac Brown, this is going to be season to tell. Can Sam Howell elevate himself and become the number one overall pick, which will probably belong to the damn Houston Texans this year? Sam Howell, Spencer Rattler, Carson Strong, Malik Willis. There's a ton of QB sort of flavors in this 2022 class. Howell's a talented dude, man. I mean, he's going to be a first-round pick. He's going to be a top 10 pick. Well, the question is he going to go top 5 or is he going to go number 1 overall? There's nothing that I dislike about Sam Howell's game. Nothing. Nothing. You know, I like everything that he does. I just prefer, me personally, I prefer Spencer Rattler just a hair over Howell, even though Howell's built better. He's got more experience. There's no comparison between the arm talent of the two kids. Howell apparently is a very, very hard worker, like what he brings to the table. They had him ranked as a dual threat quarterback coming out of high school. He ain't a dual threat. But he's not a statue either. He's a mobile quarterback. He can move a little bit, but he ain't a dual threat. If you go back to his first game of his collegiate career. They were trying to like do these zone read options with him all the time. And I'm like, stop fucking running Sam Howell, please. But good player, talented guy. He's going to be in contention for the QB1 spot. All right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At 107, our first wide receiver off of the board, Treylon Burks, 6'3". He dropped weight, 223-pound wide receiver out of Arkansas in 9 games in the SEC, 51 receptions, 820 yards, 7 touchdowns, tier 1 prospect for me, 4-star recruit coming out of high school. He's big. He's very, very big. He's got 5XL gloves. His hands are massive. There's a play versus Auburn where Burks, like, this is how he catch punt returns. If you're not watching on YouTube, he just sticks his hands up and just like catches. He doesn't cradle it. He doesn't let it drop to him. He catches it with his hands. And he caught one versus Auburn like that. And all the Auburn guys are like, look, like they're mimicking how he caught it. And they're just like, how the hell does he catch punt returns like that? So at 230 pounds, this dude was the team's kick returner, punt returner, slot wide receiver, played him at running back, played him at X, his positional versatility is all over the place. They played him everywhere. I believe 93% of his snaps came from the slot. So you're looking at a monster of a slot receiver with outstanding acceleration and juice. There have been reports at Arkansas that he ran high 4.4s, low 4.5s. I think he's a mid to low 4.5 runner. At 6'3", 220, y'all know I don't throw out comps a lot, but when I watch him play, he reminds me of Josh Gordon. I know other people have said Andre Johnson. If he just mimics what he did this past season, mirrors this with the type of quarterback play that they have at Arkansas, he's going to be a first-round pick. He's already being mocked in the first round from the NFL draft talking heads. I think it's a race for wide receiver one between Treylon Burks, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, George Pickens. It's going to be a race for wide receiver one. I'm very, very high on Treylon Burks, the dynamism, the size, the speed, the age-adjusted production. Jordan Backus will get all of us, inside the database. We've got an analytics database as well. So he'll have all the market share, dominator rating, all of that good stuff for us whenever that time comes. I handle this side of it. He handles that side of it. It's a beautiful thing that we have going on with the squad. But Treylon Burks, my wide receiver one in Devy, and the people feel that same way. So he's coming off the board at 107. At 108, Georgia Tech's sophomore running back, Jameer Gibbs, 5'9", 191. I believe after spring ball, he's closer to about 200 pounds, so we'll get that updated. In 7 games, 89 attempts, 460 yards, 4 touchdowns, 24 receptions, 303 yards, and 3 touchdowns. 4-star recruit, tier 1 prospect, 2023 class. Jameer Gibbs is good. That's your big 3 in 2023. It's Gibbs, it's Bigsby, it's Bijan Robinson. And Jameer Gibbs is by far the most dynamic pass catcher out of all of them. When you watch him play, you get a hint of Alvin Kamara out there, how he glides, how he moves. He's a glider. Like, he's the prettiest runner in the class. Like, it just looks beautiful how he runs the ball. With Jeff Sims at quarterback, they're going to have a hellacious backfield that are just going to cause problems for defenses in the ACC. But Gibbs is super talented, right? Doesn't have the size of the other two. He's sub 6 foot, sub 200 pounds. But the kid is electric. He's dynamic in the receiving game. And he's that quintessential running back that we want that can run between the tackles and catch passes out of the backfield. Jameer Gibbs coming off the board at 108. I'd be pretty damn happy to grab him. At 109, back to the 2022 class, and we've got Texas A&M's junior Isaiah Spiller. This is a big boy, 6'1", 220, in 10 games, 188 attempts, 1,036 yards, 9 touchdowns, chipped in another 20 receptions for 193 yards, back-to-back seasons with over 20 receptions. Isaiah Spiller is going to feast this season in the SEC. He's good. Four-star recruit, tier one prospect. He's got the size, right? He's the biggest running back that we've talked about at 220 pounds, but he also has some of the best hands. And that's, you know, I don't say that lightly. I think Gibbs is the best pass-catching running back in the core that we've talked about. And then Spiller would be number two. It's a race between Isaiah Spiller and Breece Hall for RB1 in the 2022 class. And if I were picking, I would much rather Isaiah Spiller here at 108, 109, opposed to Breece Hall at 103. I don't think they're far apart at all. I actually have Isaiah Spiller ranked a smidge ahead of Breece Hall in my personal rankings. I just like what he does in between the tackles. I like the versatility that he gives you in the receiving game. I'm just a really big fan of his size, his overall game, his footwork, his vision, his patience. Isaiah Spiller's dope. Probably looking at an early day two pick in 2022. Now, at 110, go back to the quarterback round. And we've got USC Trojans quarterback Keaton Slovis. Remember, this is super flex, 6'2", 200 pounds, six games last season, 177 completions on 264 attempts. 1,921 yards, 17 touchdowns, 17 picks. Was a three-star recruit coming out of high school, does not run at all. He's not a mobile quarterback. He is a pocket passer. He's very good inside the pocket, a very accurate quarterback, even though this past season was sort of a down year for USC and for Slovis. But Pac-12 was one of the teams that were going to play, then they weren't going to play, then they were, then they weren't, then they were, then they weren't, then they finally got to play, and they only played six games, and it was a shit show. So he had a bad, I don't even want to say a bad season, but just a little underwhelming in 2020. But if you go back to his 2019 tape, he was absolutely outstanding. And he's the reason why JT Daniels actually transferred from USC to Georgia, because Slovis was so good. He started out his true freshman season as the third string quarterback. JT Daniels tore his knee up. Matt Fink was horrible. Insert Keaton Slovis, and he has not relinquished the wheels yet. Now, the three-star recruiting ranking is a little concerning, because we know that it really is a good predictor of which players are going to be drafted. But Slovis, with a strong season here in 2020, I believe you're looking at a first-round pick, mid to late. If Mac Jones was the 15th overall pick, there's no doubt in my mind that Keaton Slovis, with his ball placement, his pocket mobility, is going to be a first-round pick. So Keaton Slovis coming off the board at 110. At 111, Alabama. Death taxes in Alabama having a quarterback that's going to be drafted high in the NFL draft. They go from Jalen Hurts to Tua Tagovailoa to Mac Jones, and now they get Bryce Young, who from an arm talent perspective is probably just as talented as Tua, more talented than Mac Jones, more talented than Jalen Hurts. 6 foot, 194 pounds. I think they got him listed after the spring at 194. He isn't a big guy out there at all, but he's got the arm. He's got mobility. He's a dual threat type quarterback. I don't think you want a 190-pounder running around a lot. And I know a lot of people say, well, Kyler Murray did it. Kyler Murray's a unicorn. He's a different beast. Like, Bryce Young isn't Kyler Murray. Spencer Rattler isn't Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's a different animal, man. But Bryce Young is a talented quarterback. Last season, he only played a handful of snaps, right? 13 completions, 59% completion percentage, 156 yards in seven games. I mean, they were on their way to the national title game, and Mac Jones just didn't, he balled the hell out. So there was no need to play Bryce Young. Five-star recruit, so that matters. We know right off the bat, five-star matters. I still need to see. I know the high school pedigree is there. I know the school is there. But I just need to see a little more from Bryce Young, and we're probably going to see it this fall. In Alabama, they lose, like, everybody from their receiving corps except John Metchie and Slade Bolden, Jahlil Billingsley. But then you insert a Jai Hall, Treshawn Holden. They've got a lot of young wide receivers in Alabama. They don't rebuild. They just retool. So this is going to be a big, big, big season for Bryce Young. I've got him as a tier two prospect right now, high-end elite tier two prospect that can move his way up. I watched the spring game, and there are just a couple of things that were a little concerning. I know it's spring. I know it's practice. I know it's early. So I'm still in on Bryce Young, but I think right here I'd rather have a couple of other players in the college realm opposed to Bryce Young at 111. Now, the final player being drafted in the first round of Superflex, Devi Mox, Kayshon Boutte, the five-star recruit out of LSU, 5'10", 180 pounds in 10 games, 45 receptions, 745 yards, 5 touchdowns, averaging 16.3 yards a reception. Tier 1 prospect, 2023 eligible, 5-star recruit. You see the picture right there of Inception. You've got Kayshawn Boutte, and then someone taking a picture of Kayshawn Boutte in the picture, but it's on the picture on the screen. It's Inception levels of Devy right here. But Boutte is a damn beast. Boutte is a beast. This is my number 2 overall wide receiver in Devy, my number 1 rated wide receiver in the 2023 class, and he's going to be a future first-round pick. Go back from Dwayne Bowe, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, Jamar Chase, Terrace Marshall, Justin Jefferson. I mean, this dude was on the field, like, destroying shit with Terrace Marshall. And when Terrace Marshall went out, when he opted out, it was the Kayshawn Boutte show. He's got elite speed. Go look up some highlights of him in track and field in high school. I think he dropped sub-20 in the 200, which is insane. He's got speed. He's got body control. He's got hands. He's going to be, right now he's my top receiver in 2023. He's probably going to be the number 1 receiver off of the board in the 2023 class. Him, Rakeem Jarrett, there are a couple of other guys in 2023, but you're looking at another LSU stud, another LSU star. I think he's better than Terrace Marshall. I'm not going to put him on the level of Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase yet, but before it's said and done, he very well could be. He's already been more productive than those two early in his career as a freshman. So sophomore season, junior season for Boutte should be special as long as LSU gets their quarterback situation together. I think it's wheels up for Kayshawn Boutte. So one more time, just to recap, we got DJU, 101, Bijan Robinson tied at 101. At 103, Breece Hall out of Iowa State. 104, Spencer Rattler, Oklahoma. 105, Tank Bigsby out of Auburn. 106, Sam Howell, North Carolina. 107, Treylon Burks, wide receiver out of Arkansas. 108, Jahmyr Gibbs, running back out of Georgia Tech. Another tie at 108, Isaiah Spiller, running back out of Texas A&M. At the 110 spot, Keaton Slovis, quarterback, USC. 111, Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama. And 112, Kayshawn Boutte, the wide receiver out of LSU. There we go. That is the top 12 from our Devy Mock Draft ADP over on the Destination Devy Patreon. All the player little profile things that you saw come from the Destination Devy database. If you want to be a part of the community, want to get that database, patreon.com/allgas. The ADP runs over 100 deep, so there's a lot more information out there. You want to know where Eric Gilbert's going. You want to know where Darnell Washington, you want to know where Malik Willis, Carson Strong, where they're being drafted. Y'all know where to do. Go to All Gas Patreon, join the squad, join the community. But I appreciate y'all checking out the show. And until next time, y'all stay safe, be easy. I'm out of this thing. Peace.